Hi, welcome back to Learn Me Some English's Daily News Podcast 159. Today's article, Singapore Workers Say Flexible Work or I Quit. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmesomeenglish.com. You can tune into these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and many more. Today's article discusses how a company surveyed more than 750 people in Singapore and how this revealed how Singaporeans may be demanding more flexible working hours. Today I will give you the vocabulary necessary to understand the article. I will read the article and in the end follow up with some comprehension questions. So sit back, relax, go for a walk, but tune in. And while listening to a daily news article, also learn some new English. Enjoy. Now let's begin with today's vocabulary. 1. Flexible, adjective. Able to be changed for different situations or conditions. Able to move or bend without breaking. This job offers flexible working hours. 2. Arrangement, noun. The action, process, or result of organizing or being organized. I'm looking for a working arrangement that would allow me to work from home a couple of days a week. 3. Quit, verb. To leave a place, job, etc. to stop doing something. She decided to quit her job only a month after she joined the company. 4. Balance, noun. A situation in which different things exist in good or correct amounts. Sometimes it's hard to find a balance between family and work. 5. Shortage, noun. A state in which there is not enough of something. California is facing a serious water shortage because of climate change. 6. Desirable, adjective. Wanted due to being attractive, useful, necessary, etc. The house has a desirable location with a view of the lake. Today's article. Singaporean workers say flexible work or I quit. Singaporeans want flexible working arrangements, and many would think about quitting their jobs if they don't get what they want. That's according to a new survey by human resources company Randstad. The company surveyed more than 750 people in Singapore aged between 18 and 67, and almost half said they'd think about leaving their job if they were asked to spend more time in the office. Among younger workers, 69% would think about quitting if their company asked them to spend more time in the office. The survey, which was done at the end of last year, found that Singaporeans have gotten used to flexible or hybrid work since the coronavirus pandemic, and they don't want to lose it. Workers in Singapore are known to work hard, and there is no suggestion that this has changed. However, according to the Randstad survey, the country's workers would like to find a healthy balance between work and home life. Almost 6 out of 10 people said their personal life is more important than their work life, while more than half said they'd quit their job if it stopped them from enjoying life. The results of the survey were released in April, just a week after the government announced new rules that will let workers ask for more flexible working arrangements. From December, companies will have to have processes in place allowing all employees to ask for work flexibility. Companies will not have to agree, but they must give a good reason if they do not. There is a labor shortage in the country, and the government knows it has to make working arrangements desirable, including for older workers and those who are caregivers. Now for today's questions. 1. How many people did Randstad survey? Answer, 750 people. 2. What percentage of younger workers would consider quitting their job if they were asked to spend more time in the office? Answer, 69%. 3. What percentage of workers said they'd quit their job if it stopped them from enjoying life? Answer, more than half. 4. What are your thoughts on Randstad's findings? 5. Do you ever get to work from home? How much time are you expected to spend in the office every week? 6. Does your country have any laws in place that allow for flexible work? 7. Would you consider changing jobs for more flexibility? 8. Would you say your personal life is more important to you than your work life? I hope you enjoy today's article. Again, my name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmeesomenglish.com. You can find this article and many more at www.learnmeesomenglish.com.